Angus found the switchboard and bus bars, a vast, towering affair in a separate control room. Only two of the handles were clean, and it didn't need a little tuft of fur caught in one of them to tell that cyclos had come here to shut power on and off. But what were all these other bus bars? They got some mine sacks and tried to wipe the panel down without causing short circuits. There were cyclo letters inset into it. A whole row said, Force Stage 1, Force Stage 2, Force Stage 3. A second row said, Transshipment 1, Transshipment 2, Transshipment 3. Johnny gingerly rubbed some more with a mine sack, careful of closing any gap.
They're color-coded!
He tried to tell Angus this, but there was no talking in this place. They went back out.
Turl,
said Johnny to Angus and Sir Robert,
is working on force equations. There is something on the north side of the American Dam I think he must want. The squiggles on this map must have to do with force.
He sent Angus back into the power control house and placed some Scots along the underground line of squiggles and connected everyone up with mine radios.
Close Force Stage 1,
he radioed to Angus. The effect was far more drastic and dramatic than anything they expected. All inferno broke loose. All along the squiggle line of the map, all around the crater, trees erupted, splintered, soared, crashed. It was as if a bomb had exploded. Trunks and leaves and branches were falling for over a minute afterward. Sir Robert was running to find out what had happened to their spotters. Were they all killed? Their radios had gone silent. It took them an hour to dig the Scots out. One had been knocked unconscious. The rest were bruised and slightly cut. Six had been involved. McKendrick collected them up and assessed the damages and began applying the antiseptics and tape. Johnny made his way over to them from the dam. It looked like a first aid station after a battle. The one who had been knocked out had come to now. He had been blown in the air. Johnny apologized to them. The Scot that had been knocked out was grinning.
A little thing like that isn't likely to ruin a Scot,
he said.
What was it?
Yes, indeed. What was it?
Did I do something wrong?
Angus's voice came over the radio. The Scots were all taking it as a joke, so Johnny said,
I think you did something right.
They were out of the area now.
Close that switch again!
A bit of the tree wreckage stirred and moved, and then was still. Johnny cautiously moved over toward the bowl and couldn't leave the dam area. He walked straight ahead, and then he couldn't go any further. He could not walk through the air before him. He threw a rock at it. The rock bounced back. He tried again, throwing harder. Same result. He had Angus open the bus bar again. No barrier. Closed. Barrier.